This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
4th of July, 8 days away. Amanda, from a 4th of July fireworks show, is that possible?
It is. It's coming up quickly, isn't it?
Wow. So talk about the event and how things are set up this year out at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, so the Roseburg Hometown Fireworks event is going to be happening July 4th, which is next Tuesday, of all things, and it's going to be down at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. We have partnered up with the Douglas County Dirt Track to provide a wonderful day of car show, racing, and then fireworks at the very end of the day. Car show will start at 2 p.m. with any make, model, year, anything goes. So we're really excited to have them. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll be doing cash prizes and awards for that car show, which is really awesome. And then racing will start directly after that with the Firecracker 50, where they're going to be featuring late models and dwarf cars, which is a different variety of cars than we've ever seen before at the Douglas County Speedway. So we're really excited to have that there. And then we'll finish the night with a brand new fireworks show choreographed to Patriot music.
Wow, so a lot of things going on. It sounds like the idea is really for people to come to the car show and just stick around.
Yeah, that's the hope. The hope is they'll come out for the car show and then stick around for the entirety of the rest of the day and enjoy, opportunity to get good food at the track, drinks, and then hang out and watch awesome racing at the dirt track.
And I know a lot of work has gone into the fireworks show this year, and of course we'll have it simulcast here on the radio as well for people to hear if they can't get out to the event. And this is what, the second year back at the racetrack for the fireworks?
Yeah, so this is our second year back at the Douglas County Fairgrounds and working with the local track there to provide a fireworks show. We're really excited to be back at the fairgrounds. It's a great focal point for our community, and it's a great place to gather up. And there's lots of opportunity for everyone to kind of get together and celebrate our nation.
And fireworks, of course, from that location can be seen from a long distance away.
Yeah, it definitely can be, whether you're in the neighborhood surrounding the area or directly at the fairgrounds itself. There's lots of great opportunities for wonderful places to park and to, celebrate all together.
So, again, what time does the car show begin?
Yeah, so the car show starts at 2 o'clock. That's when the whole event kicks off. And then we'll do, again, prizes and awards for the car show right at 5, followed by the racing. And then right at 10 o'clock is when the fireworks will go off to the choreographed music, again, featured here on the local radio station, KQEN 93.9 FM, and then Best Country 103.
And so the idea is, and it's $10 admission, right?
So yeah, so parking at the fairgrounds is $10. And then to enter into the event itself, it's $10 for 13 and older, and then 12 and under are free. So load up your cars with all the people that you can, get down to the track, park at the fairgrounds early because it fills up really, really quick, and then get into the event to enjoy a great day of fun.
So a lot going on out there, and race is kicking off what time again?
Right around 5 o'clock. They'll be packing it in right about that time. And then they will jump right into racing with the late models, which is a bigger car than we've seen at the track in a long time. And the dwarf cars are small but super fun. There's a lot of them that come out, and it's a lot of dodging and dipping around the track, which is a lot of fun action to watch.
I'll be curious how that goes with, on a dirt track versus on asphalt.
Yeah, it definitely is a switch up for sure. The dirt track style is definitely way popular here in Oregon. Pretty much every track in Oregon is dirt. There's only one other asphalt now, but the dirt itself is fun. It always puts on a great show, whether it is slippery, dry. The track is constantly changing, which is what makes dirt track racing a lot of fun.
So talk about your group. You've got a lot of different people involved in the community, a lot of different businesses helping you out to make this happen.
So true. We couldn't do this without all of our wonderful sponsors and all of our generous business people here in town. We've got, obviously, Roseburg Honda, who stepped up greatly the last couple of years to be our title sponsor. Obviously, Cow Creek Tribe of Umpqua Band of Indians, First Community Credit Union, Convey, Adcox Heating. The list goes on and on, actually. Don't forget to check out our Facebook pages. We've got all of those sponsors listed on there. And we're constantly updating them as more and more continue to pour in, which we, again, thank our community for always stepping up and doing that for us. This show is not possible without all of our businesses and local individuals that come together and put this together for everyone.
All right, Amanda Linehan from the Hometown 4th of July Fireworks Committee. The big event happening on the 4th of July.
Tuesday, yeah, 4th of July.
4th of July event on the 4th of July. Go planning. Good planning there. All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. See you guys out there.
8:36 at the Morning Report.